Okay, let's get going. So this morning, after this crazy election season, let's talk about change the way you think and change your life. Our verse this morning is Galatians 6:7, and that's, make no mistake about this, you can never make a fool out of God. Whatever you plant is what you'll harvest. And I just know in my life that's exactly true. You know, you don't plant apple seeds and get tomatoes. You can't eat junk food every day and expect to lose weight. I mean, everything you do has a reaction. And in the same way, you don't plant bitterness and get love. You can't plant criticism and then get encouragement from other people. Remember, Galatians 6:7 says, make no mistake about this. You can never make a fool out of God. Whatever you plant is what you will harvest. Whatever you plant is what you'll harvest. If you plant in the soil of your sinful nature, you'll harvest destruction. But if you plant in the soil of your spiritual nature, you'll harvest everlasting life. God has said for thousands of years that our sins can affect future generations. I mean, think about it. When you're angry and you lose your temper and scream at your kids, you know you're kind of setting them up to do the same thing. That's how they were raised. They're going to scream and holler and lose their temper with their kids. Sins get perpetuated in families, possibly for multiple generations. Not only does it work relationally and environmentally, but it also works physically. We now know your brain can actually be changed by repetitive behavior, for good or for bad. You know, everyone used to think the brain was pretty much set in stone by the time you were an adolescent. Now we know about brain plasticity and how your brain can continue to be molded for the rest of your life. That's good to know. It means your brain can be naturally molded towards depression or a quick temper or anxiety, and then it can change. But you've got to change the way you think. The Bible refers to this as repentance, or changing your mind. I've heard pastors say repentance means turn from what you're doing wrong and turn to doing right. You know, you can change your mind, and when you do, it changes the way you feel. And when you change the way you feel, it changes the way you act. Then you plant in your spiritual nature and watch what amazing fruit God will reap in your life. Remember, whatever you plant is what you will harvest. Let's think about that. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for this day. God, we thank you that you're in control. And God, no matter what happens in this election, you are in control. And God, you knew who was going to win this election before this election ever started, just like you know the path of our life. And God, I just pray that we live a life and we are, you know, our eyes are open to you, God, that we live our life in a way that keeps us on the path to you. God, if we stray off that path, God, please nudge us back onto the path, because we want to be on the path that leads to you always. God, just guide us and lead us. I pray for our company. I pray for our team, God. I pray for the safety of all of our guys out there on the road. We just love you so much. We are so thankful for your protection and your guidance. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.